Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Audio's rolling.
And video's rolling.
You know what else is rolling?
What?
Me.
Oh yeah? Did you pop a Molly before this?
Absolutely.
No, Zane looks like he's been watching a lot of Backstreet Boys videos lately.
I wanted to do no hat for an episode. I wanted to show people.
It's giving
just my hair is at its worst right now. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna let it all out. I'm just gonna.
It's out already. Right.
Yeah, thank you.
It's giving Nick Carter.
Very Nick Carter.
Just whatever you guys have in your tank, just like let it out now so we can move past it.
Speaking of Backstreet Boys, did you hear? They just announced.
The Sphere.
They announced a residency at the Sphere for July. They're doing.
I'm thinking second proposal.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Run it back.
And Heath, we look completely different from when we did it the first time.
Unrecognizable.
We come back.
I guarantee you could probably sneak backstage, and they think you're going to go out and perform. You just got to show that hair.
Oh, no, we might be banned. We get there, we buy the tickets. We don't realize that there's like a clear atmosphere that's just like scans. And it's like,
you're with the band? No, you are banned. You're not allowed to be here.
I can already see the story ties on TikTok. These two boys with a little music in the back is like, they fake proposed, but not for this is not the first time. They already did this before last time Backstreet Boys went on residency.
Got it. Vegas.
Tune in later tonight to hear the full story.
Part two. But I think we should definitely go back. Or should we go back and apologize?
We did.
And actually do a real proposal on stage.
Backstreet Boys, please invite us back.
You ready to rock and roll, baby?
Heath, I'm always ready to rock and roll.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. It's coffee time, baby! Because welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Yeah. I'm Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
I thought you were going to do the Backstreet Boys names.
I couldn't remember them. I froze.
Welcome back to another episode. Thank you so much for coming back. We really appreciate it. I can't believe you're here again.
So stupid. He just took his medication. Bear with him this episode.
I did not. I'm actually waiting for another 2 hours. So I've been taking my medication for the past 2 years and not. You're supposed to take it the hour every day.
Yes.
And I've been all over the place. Between 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., I'll take it somewhere in between there every single day. I thought it was like anytime.
Just make it part of your routine the same way.
It is a part of my routine. Between 10 to 5 every day.
Zane, hear me out. Stick the pill in the puff. In the little hole.
Oh, that crush it up.
Just that way so every morning you grab it.
It's but right
then
I'll, there.
But you know what? Then I will do it still different times. And
no, Zane would pick up his puff and be like.
Yeah. What are you doing?
So that's probably why it's not. Like, I haven't felt any different on it. I just thought it was like.
I mean, it's not going to kill you, but I think it would toss your like just stuff off balance.
And it's been tossed for a long time.
Is this your antidepressants?
Yes, it's my Lexapro. So I don't. You're not saying.
Yeah, no, I understand. Well, let's get better at it.
I will. Want me to take it? It's at 5:40 p.m. I know 5:40 p.m. every single day.
You have an alarm set?
No.
Let's start with that.
Well, they said at least within the hour. So
yeah, you should set just an everyday alarm on your phone. That way when it goes off, you're like, okay.
Like birth control. Yeah. You know?
Oh, birth control would be the worst, girl.
Birth control, yeah, right?
Now I'm on the pill.
Just pregnant all the time. I'm like that fish in that game.
I kind of remember to take
it. The pregnant fish in that game? That's what? The tank game.
Oh, the tank game that we've talked about. It's wild how like birth control, though, sometimes when they're taking the pill, it's just like a sugar pill for that
The placebo.
Like, it doesn't matter, they just take it because if there was a day where you're like, oh, wait, is today the day I don't have to take it, it would just toss you legit off cycle. Mm.
So completely. Interesting. We should try it out one time. We should buy a pack and then try to
guess which one it is.
Yeah. We flip it around, play a game.
I think they're different colors too. It's just...
Oh, they are different colors.
They are different colors. It's just, you're just popping it out because it looks like a calendar. It looks like a month. Yeah. I don't know. Some are on a wheel. Some are like
grid. What's the advent calendar? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, an advent calendar. It's like getting a little chocolate. Like a little design on it. They should make a birth control advent calendar. That would
imagine like Marvel
well.
Themed, like birth control. Yeah. That's sick. That's a great campaign.
They should put birth control in like inside the middle of like a gummy daily vitamin, so you kind of get two in one.
Yeah,
as well, so you know that you're getting your vitamins and your birth control. I don't know if
not a bad idea. Well, what happens if guys take it?
You know what? I do not know. I think it could affect maybe your hormones. No, I don't know. It's the same thing where I've always thought with like Midol. If you just had a headache and you had no Tylenol, had no Advil, had no Aleve, and you took a Midol, could it get rid of your headache? It's kind of like this.
Midol's for a headache? I thought Midol's for something else.
Well, it's in a similar vein. Midol is for cramps.
Yeah. Oh,
but
okay.
It's not like an ibuprofen.
Guys get cramps too. When I eat too much, like Chipotle, I get like a little cramp. Yeah,
I get my tummy pain once a month.
Yeah,
did you
get cramps?
Have you ever put on the thing?
No, we want to though.
It's basically
the simulator.
A simulator of what like menstrual cramps are.
Yes,
I can't. I have never done it, but I also just can't imagine what women have to go through. Mariah.
This is, you want me to sound pick me or do you want me to lie?
What do you mean pick me to who, guys?
I've never had a cramp in my life.
Whoa.
Wow, that is so pick me.
Yes.
Wow. No. I don't get cramps. Oh, so I would like to try it too.
Yeah.
I mean, is there other forms of like pain that it, like do girls get headaches when they are on the period?
Every girl is different.
Everybody's different.
So, like, some people
you could
have
get
like
headache, you could
severe like cramps and
some
pain
people
every
like
month.
Pass out. There's people that physically cannot move.
And people have to go to fucking work. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
It's really like, it's horrible.
You know, obviously if you have a sick day, you have a sick day. You're so sick. But it's wild for women who like can have a seriously bad period.
Like actually bedridden. Not like I feel sick bedridden. Like you physically can't move out of like a fetal position or it's... It's really horrible. People get hot flashes.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, my pain that I get, like, my once a month, like, stomach issue that I have, I know if I had to be in an office or go to work while feeling that, there's absolutely no way. So I can only imagine, like, other people that are, like, dealing with that, like, every month, and they are one of the, you know, unlucky groups that have the severe pain.
Yeah.
There's no way I could function and work while dealing with
Unfiltered
that.
Is for the girls. You know what I'm saying? We are here for you. Yeah. We ride and understand. Die for you, baby. Mm.
Everybody's different. I think for me personally, it does help that I dance because my whole life, they haven't been severe for me at all. And they only lasted a few days. So like I've been very fortunate, but gymnasts like don't get it at all because of how much they're working out.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Mariah, you know, you're right, because I'm a good dancer and I never get periods or like any cramps.
Yeah. True. Everybody's different.
I think this is really a thing.
Yeah.
You learn something every
Ladies,
day.
Ladies, who else dances like me and doesn't like get cramps while they have their period?
I've got, cool. Did you ever get a toe cramp in the pool?
Where it locks?
That's the worst.
Pool.
Yes.
When you're swimming and then your toe is like, oh.
Where your toe will like just point straight.
It's just, that's never happened. Oh,
I think I need to feel like, I don't know what you're talking about either.
I've had Charlie horses and like foot cramps. Wait, so Charlie horse in your calf and a foot cramps in your foot?
Charlie horse is your thigh.
Right. Yeah, it's more your quad.
Oh,
your quad.
I thought it was more my calf. Oh, okay.
You know what's worse than that, though? When you scrape on the bottom of the pool with your chin.
Or like when you dove a little too.
Yeah.
I still do this a lot as as a grown woman, like in a hot tub, if you're gossiping and you're walking on your hands, like you're like, yeah, no. And then he said,
you're always in like the silliest positions. You're like straddling the step rail. Like.
You're on your stomach floating, but you're walking with your hands. No. And then your knee scrapes or like the top of your foot.
The bone right here on your big toe just catch that on a step.
It's a worse if you just have a scrape on your chin because there's not a Band-Aid out there that's like for your chin and you're going to school with that shit on.
I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. No.
Everyone's looking at it.
The worst was when I was in high school wrestling and you would get mat burns.
Ew.
You did wrestling in high school? Mm-hmm. Oh.
You would get mat. I would have a mat burn every single month. It's so annoying. It's like worse than like a rug burn.
Oh, I can't imagine.
And it would be like, they'd be on your face. They'd be on your chin. You get them on like your forehead because you're like bracing on the mat. And it's just like,
can you lube up at all? Like put some Vaseline all in your body? But
like once you would like start sweating, it would be like easier to like slip and slide around on the mat. But when you first start out and it's like warm up time and you're on the mats and
Mat has to smell. It's like rubber.
When they would like, because like if you were wrestling, you like have to like break an arm and like throw them forward. So then you would like hit and land on your forehead and you would like drive and then it would just be,
oh. And you know that shit's dirty too. Get so infected, get ringworm,
get staph, all of that.
Oh.
What disgusting. Weight class were you in?
135.
135. Is
okay,
that
thin?
Where is that on this? Is that the light weight class?
No, I think our lightest was 103 or 105, something like that.
Do you have to be that exact? How sorry in the world?
You have to be under it.
Under
so
it,
you
but,
do
but
your
in order to the, be the then what's like? You have to be between this and this.
Technically, you could wrestle up if you wanted. So, like sometimes a school wouldn't have somebody at that specific weight class, so you would have to jump up.
Okay. Like so, the coach is like, "I need you to
yes."
Bulk up.
So there was, I'm almost positive it was 135, but like. There was a kid that was a year above me who also weighed the same weight.
Okay.
So we would wrestle for that spot for the match that was coming up. Whoever won got to wrestle that. And then whoever lost had to either jump a weight. So sometimes I would wrestle at the 140-something category, like if that kid beat me that week, whatever it
right.
was. So you would just wrestle up whatever you would be underweight for.
Got it.
Rate yourself from 1 to 10. How good were you in wrestling?
He had that glam hair. I thought they were just like,
no, it was because I had to wear it in like a what are they called? Like a mesh, like
a bun.
Almost like a hairnet kind of thing?
Yes, like a hairnet type thing. I'd have to wear that and then have the headgear over it, and it'd be my bangs would be in my eye.
I could picture that.
Have you ever seen Vision Quest?
I was maybe like a 6-7 on a scale of 1. I was once you get to like. Like, I went to districts, and, like, I did well. I didn't make it to, I think it was, like,
least,
it was like
you
regional
tried.
Or district or something like that. Like, I did well. I wasn't, like, a, you know.
Yeah, you go district, regional, state.
Right. I mm-hmm. almost made it to state.
I would suck at wrestling, but, boy, you put a little alcohol on me, I'll beat everybody. I'm so good at drunk wrestling.
They would be doing illegal moves.
he'd be grabbing the chair. Like
he would run up in the bleachers.
You piss me off enough, I want you dead. I want you fucking dead.
So funny.
But like I feel like if I try to do wrestling right now, like I started taking classes, I think I can get good really quick.
I think
it's
so.
Fun.
Or like jiu-jitsu, I think you'd be pretty good at.
Is jiu-jitsu more...
like rolling.
It's more like chokes, arm bars, legs.
Todd Bussin. I'll explain.
But jiu-jitsu... Now we sound like the Joe Rogan podcast now. Like, but is jiu-jitsu still like in the round, like in a circle, like wrestling is? Wrestling is takes place within a circle. There is a perimeter.
Yeah,
I don't
in
know
jiu-jitsu, you would wear your gi.
Okay, got it.
And also, it's totally different. Like, if you wrestle and you go to your back, like, you're, like, it's different points, right? Like,
yeah.
So, you would have, like, a takedown in wrestling. If you get put on your back and your shoulder blades touch, both of them, you're pinned, you're done.
I just couldn't imagine, like, oh, I gotta go just get up close to somebody I don't know. Yeah. And like wrestle them. Like it's different with like other team sports. There's a bit of a distance. There's some passing. We're just trying to do points.
You can
just
blame
like,
other people.
I gotta get up in this other motherfucker. I don't even know.
And them like fuck, like their skin all over your
face. It was like, the thing is, I was grossed out 100% of the time. And what they would do is people wouldn't shower on purpose.
Yeah.
So you would stink. And like the whole, I just remember being like on the verge of like throwing up.
Oh, that's a good tactic.
So you would just smell really bad, yeah. And then they would do it on purpose, and then they'd be like armpit on your face, and I would just have the heebie-jeebies the whole.
That makes sense. That makes sense though, because I'll be working out, and if my gloves like smell really bad, like something smells really bad, I physically can't lift. I have to stop and take off my gloves. Like, these smell really. I can't like lift with my gloves right now because the stink weakens
the amount of times that I'd be like, all right, I'm just done, and I would just get pinned because I'm like.
That makes sense, though.
Dude, it's so gross.
Well, this episode is for the ladies. Hope you guys are still here.
Stinky, sweaty wrestlers.
All right, well, let's move on to something more exciting for the ladies. This is the last episode before
your wedding. We're a married couple.
This is coming out after, but this is before
Mariah,
your wedding.
You're probably right now in your wedding dress editing this, trying to push it up.
Yeah, this exact episode.
Yes.
I'm really excited to see how that picture turns out. I'm just waiting for it. I'm like imagining it in my brain.
Yeah.
She's walking down the aisle with one of those like teacher like cart things, like pushing it.
Projector.
You know, like,
projector.
Yeah. With the laptop right there.
Where are we at right now? What is percentage completion of what you need to get done before?
Yeah. Is everything like locked and loaded and ready
97,
to go?
97. Yeah. 98%.
Oh, that's amazing. That's great. For this far ahead.
I know.
That's great.
I know. We leave in almost less than a week now to fly out there. We're pretty much done. There's a few other things, like a lot of filling out like what songs play at what time for the bridal party to walk out, for us to walk out, for like different things like that. So we're kind of
just piecing it all together, or just running the run of show.
Right, the run of show.
Just how it's all gonna flow.
Me and Heath are talking about it. It's literally like you're planning a concert.
Yeah,
it feels
like you're putting on a play.
Yeah, yes.
It's just like lights, camera, action, places, everybody.
At this time,
places. You have to trust also so many people also are on the same page, and you don't have to communicate it again to them.
You're allowed to bring in suits to a dry cleaners, right? That's allowed?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if that was like not allowed.
Yeah. What do you think dry cleaners do? Oh, you mean take your rental to get it
like steamed. Like, yeah, just I didn't know
also,
if like it wasn't
steamers are fantastic. I love the steamer. I think it's one of the best inventions of all time.
It really steamer, is.
It's just like it does the job. I could do it all day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could just buy that instead of like taking it to a cleaner. I feel like it's so expensive taking that to a cleaners.
Right. Are you talking about for his wedding?
Also, okay.
You guys should just have a steamer in your room for all the men.
Does anybody know what a dry cleaner is? Like, I don't.
We've talked about this. We looked up videos.
I don't get if it's cleaning it though. Like it still doesn't make sense to me.
I think it's like high power steaming.
It's like disinfecting.
Yeah.
Because like steam does disinfect.
Yes.
You know?
But it's steam a way of washing. Like, they're putting a bunch of like chemicals in it.
But it's still not dry though. Steam is wet. What is the dry portion?
Is they let it hang dry.
Yeah, it's just dry. So like they power it with like thick steam that cleans it.
And cleaning chemicals. There also have been lately, they've been saying, like, go to eco-friendly dry cleaners because the stuff that they put in regular dry cleaners apparently is not good for our skin. But then again, I'm like, I'm only wearing a dry clean something a few times a year.
Matt,
I'm not wearing a suit every day.
I bet your sweet ass that I'm sure the eco-friendly one's still bad.
Bad. Okay, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
I'm sure. Because
there was just
like,
this woman who was like, do not go to other dry cleaners. I was like, okay, I'll change it up. Still go to them. I was like, okay, good to know.
I'm nervous for you guys, but I'm also really excited for you guys.
Thank you.
I hope everything goes exactly the way you picture in your head.
We did really good. We did finish the seating chart arrangement and everything like that.
Which was so fun. Oh, I know. So it's a Southern thing to not do a seating chart. That's what I learned.
We did not do a seating chart for ours. Well, we but had a seating chart for our rehearsal dinner, but the actual wedding, it was just sit wherever you want.
Right, but I've never been to a wedding like that, so I was like, oh, this is interesting. So I remember looking it up on the spot, and it's a Southern thing.
Oh.
Like, people were commenting, and they were just like, we do this in the South, it's just like traditionally. And it was just so interesting that different areas do different things.
Do you just at least book certain seats for like family members?
Just
and
put,
or
There's plenty of seats. I don't know. We never sat down with everybody. People ate. We did not eat with our wedding party. People also ate, and then we came out, and then there was still food.
They didn't do a seated, like, plated dinner.
Yeah.
So that's probably like why it helps that you don't really need a seating.
I don't remember where we sat on your wedding day. I only remember that party.
We were in the corner
the night
right
before
by the stage. So if you're looking at the stage,
by
we
the
were
window.
In the corner right.
Oh,
by the
yes. Okay. Okay. Wow.
It's just like a way of people just sitting comfortably wherever they are. And also, some people are already bonding there and they sit together. And I don't know. There's
you're not seated where you want to sit. So you're looking at the table that you want to sit at and you're like, I'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you end up just like scooting, pulling up a chair.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always different. But that is so fun being able to like put people together
like
where they're
at. It's
like
one big puzzle.
It's like, feels like Sims.
Yeah. And when you're looking at a table, you're like, that's a good ass table.
You're like, they're going to have a good time.
Like every table, I don't know how we did it, every single table makes sense. There's not one random table where it's like, nah, those are the...
Yeah, the table 14 is what they call it, or table 16. Right. That's like the oddballs.
I'm really excited because like the people that don't know each other, like we have some tables split with like, this is one group and this is another group, but they have something in common that I'm going to tell them. Like when we go say hi to each table, I'm going to tell them like, by the way, you're all teachers at school districts. Like me and my mom categorize all the tables. We have like a works at a school district table. Teen dancers, adult dancers. Like we
what table am I, Mariah? What am I sitting at?
You're the groomsman. But we have like California 1, California 2, California 3. Like it was
different
so
sections
fun.
Like that are like California friends that are closer.
Parents of friends table. Like
yeah.
And Mariah really actually has the seating shaped like the state of California. She really is going as far to make
It was really fun.
What's my mom at?
What? Parents of friends.
Parents of
She's
friends.
She's with Danielle's parents. But it was fun.
I wonder if my mom's going to find her true love.
I think a lot of people are going to find love at this wedding.
Yeah,
I know people that are going to
so
be good
excited
matches.
The morning after my wedding, like finding out who kissed who went home with who.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying tons of people went home with each other at our wedding, but there were like some
hookups.
There were a few? The debrief must be so fun.
Yeah, it's so fun getting the debrief.
Well, tell us later.
And love is in the air.
And then you'll find out just things that also went wrong on your wedding that you will not know until like the next day. And it's great. Just having a big laugh over it.
Thoughts on proposals happening at a wedding?
Never.
Fuck that.
The
no
amount
way.
Of videos I've seen of people doing that is crazy.
It doesn't matter.
No, that's doesn't matter it's
who.
Bad. Unless,
really bad.
Unless it they one you ran it by the bride and groom and they were both cool with
you shouldn't
that.
Even ask the bride and groom but if that's okay.
The balls you have to have to be like, is it okay if
unless
I
the bride
at
and groom is like begging you and forcing you to do it on their night, maybe.
Yeah, it just takes complete attention away from what we're here to celebrate. But yeah, that does happen.
Actually,
or
if
people get drunk and they just think it's a perfect moment. We're already with all the family. Let's do it.
Come on, sweetheart.
Let's get back. I don't know.
Honestly, Heath and Mariah probably wouldn't mind because it takes attention off them for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, go celebrate
that. Please do it.
You're doing a bouquet toss, right?
Yeah.
Have you practiced?
I was like
just straight into the ground behind you.
Because I know really good shoulder stretches. I'm like, I've had people text me. They're like, throw it my way. But
no.
Like, yeah.
Was it my mom?
No.
That's on them. They got to fight for it because your back's to them. But like, you want to make sure it's released at a proper angle because like, you see somebody go
straight to the floor.
Is there bad luck if it hits the floor? Like, has that ever happened? Okay.
And if someone says that, they can piss off. Like, I don't know. Bad luck. You got to redo it. Get out of here.
But I will say shout out to my sister and my mom because they have been helping so much on the East Coast. They're freaking killing it. Like, my sister's doing any last minute, like, any DIY stuff that we're doing, she's like handling that so that when we get there, it's already done.
Have they gotten, do they go to the venue a lot or they don't?
No, we don't have to go to the venue at all.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you guys lose your voices easy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just go ease into talking. Don't go too hard and don't strain yourself. If there's music playing and you know the words of the song,
just mouth it.
Mouth it.
Yeah.
Do not
scream. We had this
and
whole
shout.
Conversation because we did karaoke the other night and I said, the day of our wedding, remind me if I'm talking too much mm-hmm. because I don't want the next day I'm going to be shot. I just don't want to deal with that. Yeah,
you don't need like shout at people across the room. If you need something communicated, go say
just
it.
Just get like it's a very
hard.
Like, muzzle.
It's hard for me because I like to be on and I like to match people's energy so no one thinks I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah. Because it's the worst. It's your own wedding and your voice is gone and you can't talk to it. You're like, thank you so much.
Mariah, that's going to be work for you.
Horrible.
Talking to everybody. Oh, okay. Boy.
Thank you so much for coming. Oh, my gosh. You look fantastic. How are things?
Right. I'm like this. She says, thank you for coming tonight.
Did you guys do the under the dress garter thing?
No, we did not.
Okay. Because we're doing the garter toss, but I'm like, we're
but it's
not
going like under my dress.
You've never seen that where the groom
they
goes
a little too long and everyone's like, woo!
Yeah. Or they like,
it comes out
like,
in their mouth. They're like, ugh. I'm like, what? I literally couldn't come up from that and then look at her parents. Like, just...
Right.
What? Yeah. I don't...
So the garter is around the bride's leg.
Yes.
And traditionally, it's a very, like, 80s, 90s thing.
Yes.
The bride sits in a chair and the groom literally goes under her dress and grabs it.
I haven't seen that.
Some of them do pranks and where they come out with, like, granny panties or, like...
Big underwears.
You make a joke out of it. Yeah. I like the joke.
I think my dad did that, actually.
The underwears? The big underwears?
You're not going fully under, or you just make an eye contact?
No. It's just going to be sitting on a table. I'm not even going to wear it.
Oh, great. But it's still a toss?
I'm still going to slingshot it.
Yeah. I just think it's like, yeah. Are there kids at your wedding?
Yeah.
A couple.
We have like 7 under 5, and then there's like a few teenagers.
Are there like, are you guys doing like pass arounds of like light up strobes and like?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Well, that's why you have flashlights.
With the damn kids at the wedding.
They're running around like their swords.
Light up styrofoam things and then it's just fucking Star Wars. And then you decide to hit one and then that kid's targeting you all night going, ha ha, you hit me, I hit you. And just, oh, I fucking hate that shit. But
all right.
I've had a good time.
They're fun, but yeah, we just like, the only thing
the
that
kids
we're,
coming are the ones that are in the party. The ring bearers and flower girls and their siblings, and all their siblings are like newborns. Like they're all like babies. They're all like 2, 3.
Got it.
So,
but one thing we saw at her cousin's wedding that we just went to recently, all the sandals for the girls to wear on the dance floor.
Oh, yes.
To change out of your heels.
Yes. So instead of being like barefoot, because a lot of time glass.
I feel
will
like
break.
I don't see a lot of that.
So we got some shoes for people.
Good. What about the boys? Those heels hurt me too. Those shoes hurt me.
You can wear some flippy floppies.
Yeah, I probably will. Are you gonna allow me to wear a wife beater at some point? Like, can I be on only my wife beater at some point?
Yeah, you could do it for the after party. Why
okay,
not?
Good. Thank God, because after I get disgusted. Like, I'm just sweating through it.
Right.
Because I'm gonna be dancing a lot.
Suspendies or no suspendies
for the groomsmen? No
cummerbunds.
No cummerbund.
Got it.
A vest.
Got it. Oh, nice. Nice touch.
Black tank top or white?
White.
Black tank top? You can under see a white shirt?
I'm asking to be nice. I don't know. What if you see me with a color that
I
you don't
I personally
want.
Don't like the look of a wife beater under white dress shirt.
So I'm not wearing it under the night. I would pretty much wear it when I'm like seeping
Who
through
Who do you think
shirt.
You are? Is it Zane Leo Skeppy?
Where are you keeping this tank top? During the wedding.
The room that we're... isn't our room in the same venue?
You're going to go back to the room to grab a tank top?
Yes. Absolutely. What do you mean? Do you know how much...
to show off those guns.
I don't think you forget how much I sweat during wedding. I'm disgusting.
Just
I'm,
do the classic, take the bow tie off, unbutton the shirts, show some chest meat.
Yeah.
So I don't think you want to see... And trust me, like... No one's gonna want to be around me if I like get like that. I get so drenched. It's disgusting. And then I'll be separate. And then you'll be like, "Where's Zane?"
You know,
it's
we did.
Me. I'm drying up in the corner
by the AC vent.
They're just ringing him out.
Yeah.
You know what we did the other day that made me lose my voice pretty much. Like it gave me like a sore throat. We went to different department stores because we wanted to pick out each other's perfume and cologne for the day of.
Oh, cute.
So we were running around like 4 different department stores and halfway through, I like took a whiff of just another one and
it came
my back. Entire throat immediately started hurting. And I was like, did I just get sick? Like, what just happened?
My throat started to hurt, too. I started feeling funny because we were just all literally just for hours just
whiffing. Yeah.
Smelling different perfumes, colognes, things like that.
And then, I ended up being, like, sick for the night. And then I woke up with a crazy sore throat. And then I looked it up, and it's a thing. Like, if you're people complain all the time, they're like, I was testing out perfumes, and then I automatically got sick.
That's wild. Is it the amount you're taking in? Or
yeah, I think it's just all the... sure particles and stuff and all that
just the whatever fumes.
Causes inflammation and just ugh. Like yeah.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Did you get your car situation figured out?
I just got that locked in yesterday, actually.
Oh, good. I didn't want to like stress you out with it, but I know that last week you were like trying to lock in something.
Yeah.
There was one thing that was going to happen.
Yeah, so I ended up finding this company in New Jersey that does car rentals for weddings and things like that. And they only had one vintage car. And it was the exact car that I had been looking for.
Thank God. No way!
Crazy. The color and everything. It's really? Like perfect.
The picture of that one that you showed me.
So the black one that I showed you.
Yes.
That ended up being down in North Carolina.
Oh, all right.
But for some reason, it popped up as one that was close.
Okay.
But it wasn't.
Was literally, it like a private owner? Like, what was the,
The black one was a private owner.
The one you're getting?
The one that I'm getting is from a specific car rental spot.
Oh, manual or automatic?
Manual, baby.
But you know how to drive that.
Come on now.
You're driving away.
It's so pretty, though.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That's really
nice. Oh, that's like James Bond.
Of course, it's a Porsche. It had to be.
Porsche?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Just name your daughter's Porsche. Porsche. But spell it not like Porsche, but spell it like P-O-R-S-H-A.
Okay.
Or like P-O-R-T-I-A.
Oh, Porsche. T-I-A.
Portia?
Or I knew a Porsche that was spelled that way.
I think that's how Ellen's wife spells it.
Yeah, I think
Ellen who?
DeGeneres.
DeGeneres. Did she move to London?
Probably. I think she already has a house in London. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's perfect.
I remember one time, Ellen and her wife Portia were at like a party, and I was looking for Patricia, and like they were standing right in front of me, and I go, Patricia, and then like Portia like looked back at me like, that's not my name, and I'm like, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to Patricia.
Oh, boom.
That's where she like looked at me, was just her. Like, what are you saying to me right now? I'm like, no, I'm talking to Patricia.
Nasty.
It's just a weird moment, and Patricia's like, why are we in the middle of Ellen DeGeneres and her wife right now?
Just the look back, like, that's not my name.
Are you, when you drive away in the getaway car, are you just going around the block and coming back?
Yeah.
It's like.
Now the driveway for the venue is like basically a big circle. So we're just going to circle to the after party.
Yeah. Nobody needs to know that.
Nobody needs to know.
You lose the keys. You're like, he's like, all right, congratulations. Give me the keys back.
Amazing. Amazing. All right, cool. Well, we're excited. When you guys are listening to this, it already happened. So.
Whoa.
We're married right now.
I wonder how it went.
Our rings are done.
Wait, what were you getting done with the rings? They weren't done?
The final picture. Our wedding bands.
Oh, lovely.
I had it custom made, so I drew it on a piece of paper when we went to the jeweler.
Okay.
And they made it this week, and it's just now finished.
When you and Scott went in to the Rolex store in Vegas, and you guys went in and both bought Rolexes, they sold them to you right on the spot? You didn't have to get on wait list or schmooze them or talk so to them.
You don't have to be on a wait list to like.
No,
buy a
this
Rolex.
Was before Some Rolex are. Used to have a stock, so you could go into a Rolex store and pick it out like normal shopping.
Used to when
before COVID.
Okay.
So pre-COVID, you could go into Rolex dealers. You could go into a lot of like high-end watch shops and be able to buy a watch on the spot.
God, yeah, just one Rolex, please.
Then the whole COVID thing happened. Prices went up, and then. You weren't able to buy them anymore.
Oh, you can't buy them right now?
No. It's a process of like going into a store and getting a Rolex that you want. You really like, they sometimes will not just sell it to you there on the spot. You have to like network with the person,
yeah.
Kind of schmooze them up, or you talk have to about like, what you're you have in mind. One. Full. You got to also kind of maybe look at something that's on the lower end and then say, you know, I'm going to treat myself. I really want the one you actually want.
It's kind of how you just found out up. About the Birkin bag situation.
Oh my God. It's just what's the word? It's like, get over yourself. Just if somebody wants the fucking watch or wants the fucking bet, just give it to them. I don't understand this like whole, no, we have it, but no, you have to kiss her ass a little first. It's like, go fuck yourself.
It just sounds like complicated. It sounds like buying a car. Like, how long are you there for? I don't know. There's a Rolex that I've been like eyeballing, but I'm like, I just want to go in the store and be like, give it to me.
Yeah.
Like, it looks great. Let's go. You know.
I got mine from Torno.
Oh, okay. The one in Vegas?
Yes.
You guys were not in the Rolex store.
No. Rolex.
In the mall. Or in the hotel, sorry.
Yeah, so Torno does like secondhand watches, high-end jewelry, stuff like that.
Got it.
So I bought it from the Torno.
Torno for the watch.
Prezi playing
Jake.
Ah,
wow.
Never caught that.
Oh my, I didn't even know you'd
Heath taught me that.
But she remembered it. It was so weird because now you have to basically, like Zane said, you have to kiss ass for like any high-end designer thing and like these watches, blah, blah, blah. But when we went in there, they were getting us champagned up. Like they were the ones working for the sale.
Yeah, like they wanted you to buy.
Yes.
They were wanting this deal to happen.
Yeah.
There wasn't just this like power.
Now you
like,
have to go in and bring a bottle of champagne for to them. The Rolex.
Yeah, you got
to
schmooze them. Can I take you out to dinner to sell me this watch?
How did the hell that was after COVID?
The
that
just switch up is crazy.
Stupid.
That is and so people interesting because like, yeah, there was the watch and I was like, what? You can't just go in and buy it? And I was reading all about it and I'm like, how did Scott and Heath like go in and get it?
It was a different time.
I hit up my friend who works at Hermes through DMs because you can't just like buy a Birkin and Remy just wanted to connect to somebody there. And my friend is like high up in the company. So I was like, oh, let me DM him for you if you want to like.
Got it.
And I texted him and the day I was like, hey, do you have like a Birkin in store? And he literally goes, people are waiting 5 years for a Birkin. Not going to happen.
What the heck?
Isn't that crazy?
Like for people that like are high, like for people that are have good relationships, they're waiting 5 years.
Yeah.
To me.
To get a brand
to me,
new.
That, to me, like, I think everybody should just stop buying Birkins so they stop this foolishness. This whole fucking bullshit, whatever. I bet you if people stop buying it, they'll go, oh, never mind here.
But that's why, because they make it so hard to get. They make it so exclusive. Stupid. That's why the used price is so high, because they buy them for $8,000, $10,000, and you could sell it for $30,000.
Get the Walmart Birkin. It's the same fucking material. It's the same material.
Yeah, but I feel like if you give a Birkin, use the fucking Birkin. Like, Jane Birkin, like, beat her Birkin
like, beat it up. Yeah,
the Olsen twins were known.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be just, like, a big-ass tote that you carry around, and you have it for the rest of your life, and you put
you
wear
like,
and tear on it. It's just expensive.
It's the whole conversation about, like, people, they see somebody who has a really expensive, like, hard-to-get car. And they give them shit. They're like, if I had that, I'd use it as my daily driver. These people, they buy these cars and they don't even drive them. It's like, well, I get the idea of like wanting to like drive them, but you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
It's kind of like a baby that you worked to get. Yeah,
exactly. Or scuff it up. I'll scuff my cars up. I'd hit curbs.
Zane, I saw this video. It was this really wealthy guy and it was one of the most painful videos I saw, but he had just bought this brand new car that was like insanely expensive, and he goes, time for like the christening, whatever he called it, I don't remember. Really wealthy dude, and he goes up to it and he goes to the side of the car and he just goes boom, and he hits it and puts a giant dent and like scratch into the paint, and he goes, now I don't have to worry. Every new car, he'll
you
just...
You know what? I get that.
I get that,
so
too.
Like, so that if something... If he gets a paint chip or if he gets a door ding or if something happens to it, it's just like...
It's whatever. And I kind of think about that, the dent on my Defender, because you look at Casey Neistat, his is beat the fuck up because he's used it. It's a Defender. It's supposed to be
it's
out
what it's made
up
for, right?
Trunks of trees and stuff. So I'm like, eh, it just adds character to it.
I don't mind it. I don't mind the scuffs.
But yeah, people were like losing their mind in the comments when he did that.
Not when it's like so noticeable though, like a scrape on your chin. It's just too, it's too in the middle.
Yeah.
I want it around the wheels. I want it maybe on the bottom back of the car. Yeah. It can't be like too out in the open.
I think it just gives you some mental relief. Like, I don't have to keep thinking it's just in this pristine condition that you beat yourself up if something does ding itself, because it's bound to happen.
It's how I would feel when I get a new phone. You have like the screen protector, you have this, and then like as soon as like you get like a scratch or like a little chip in the screen, you're like, I don't have to baby it anymore.
I leased my Tesla every 2 years. Mm-hmm. Literally, I don't know what the fuck happened. The second day, hole in my tail light.
Oh yeah,
like,
I know.
Like
your new
rock
one, yeah,
just flew into it from like the highway or something. And I was like, oh well, I don't have to worry about my car any dings anymore. It's I already have a nice little whack right in the tail light, and the rock is in there. You see it like chilling in the tail light.
I feel like I have a chip. Like the tip top, it's so tiny from like a rock. But then I also feel like I have like chip proof glasses because there's like these squiggly lines in it where it's like almost shatterproof. We're like,
yeah, it
if
keeps
it does
it
get
from
shattered,
like
it won't like keep growing. Yes,
and you know, insurances they don't cover the ones where rocks just fly randomly through the car because it happens all the time.
What I don't understand is how do they fix like cracks in glass that without even like removing the windshield?
They replace it.
I thought they like pour something in it. And
if it's
like
a tiny little like pinhole chip crack thing like that, you put it, it's like on like a suction thing that goes around it on the glass, and then you fill the crack in with like a liquid.
Yes.
And then the liquid fills in like where it was chipped and cracked, and then you would just smooth like what was like a little bit raised, hit it with like a razor, and you
so
like
interesting
smooth it so it fills in the crack to make it like not noticeable.
But if you like looked really hard, maybe you could see some slight distortion in it.
But Safe Flight is the best. If ever you get a crack
safe
or
flight repair, Safe Flight replace.
They're
brilliant jingle.
I've
never
amazing.
Said that jingle out loud, but right when you said it, I'm like,
I just replaced the back glass in my Lightning.
Good on you.
I can't wait to see it fully done.
It's getting close.
Oh my God. Are you going to take me out for a spin for a coffee
talk?
Of course,
we're going to do a little coffee talk.
He spills on the seat.
I just redid all the interior too. Full upholstery on the seats and everything.
Ooh, we should smoke a cigarette in the car and let it smell.
No,
like
the
that
amount
again.
Of cigarette burn holes in my seats.
Well, we
before
should do,
I
bring it back.
That's one skill I wish I was really good at. It's just like reupholstering things. Like you find like a cool vintage chair, but you're like,
furniture,
I'm gonna find the fabric, I'm gonna whip
put
it together,
the new foam.
All of that. Oh, it's such a skill. Or like people who do crown molding and adding like wainscoting on stuff and just redoing stairs. God, I just wish I could do it.
Yeah,
maybe you could. I could. It's just the power saw, keeping my chill and committing to it. I think if I had a workshop, I could actually do it. I just don't.
You
have,
just have
like,
to do it one time.
Yeah,
like this is my first time redoing like the interior on my car. Like I had to pull the old ones off and then go in with hog rings, and you like hog ring the new seat cover into the foam, and then you like you're pulling it down, and you're
it's an art, it's a skill.
There's so many great videos out there on YouTube to learn.
Yes,
like I watched like a few videos and I was like, okay, I think I could do
I
it
feel,
and then
I,
you just
point,
try
I feel like
it.
You just like, you don't even have to go to school anymore, you just learn everything.
Dude,
off
the
YouTube
best.
It's insane.
You really insane can how much figure out how to do anything.
I struggle with painting now. I really can't paint walls or shit,
really.
Especially like
I thought he was
going to,
like, meaning like a beautiful paint. I really struggle with painting.
No, no, just painting
walls.
A wall. It drives me mad. Because you do the roller, you get it going, but then some parts of it aren't even, and then you start working on that, and then you step back, and you're like, and you got to do another
coat.
Well,
you have to coat it. You have to coat a wall at least like three times.
Yes,
so
but
it doesn't...
it's still, I know.
Are you using rollers?
Yes, yeah. Using
good
rollers.
Good rollers?
Yeah, good rollers. Of
cheap,
course,
cheap rollers will.
I'm
will
just not
suck,
that
suck.
Skilled, and I drive myself crazy on it, where I feel like it's not perfect and it hasn't fully set. It's like, you know, if you're editing a photo for too long, you're like, I don't even think this looks good anymore. Yeah. Or if you're a musician, you're working on a beat, you're like, this just sounds weird now. Painting, I just keep overthinking it, and it drives me mad. I wish I was good at it, and
I know
it takes practice.
I know people use like the spray paint gun, like that's or the
yeah.
Is that better? Does that like coat better?
Like, the exterior, you can just cover so much more space way faster.
But why don't you do interior with that?
Well, it's tough because like if you were going to like spray your...
It's not like a...
You got to be experienced with it. I bet the first time you do it, you're going to be like, whoa! And
like little rascals where he's on the hose.
Well, no, not the one with the hose. I thought there was like
They're hooked up to either like an air compressor or something like that. But there's just like, it's kind of like overkill, especially indoors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can.
Inside.
And then you got to cover the floor. It's just like...
How do you get this episode is interesting.
We are all over the place.
How do you get the, you know how people have like, it's the, my mom has it in
texture?
The house. Like epoxy? It's like textured, but it's like, it has ridges, but not like cement ridges, but more like what you see inside houses.
Like plaster?
Like a stucco?
Is it stucco?
Yeah, you go in and you like have a scalpel, like you put like the putty on it and then you just like
move
it.
It's not putty though.
Like,
it's the, yes, that.
Stucco?
To give the wall like a finish so it's not flat.
That's crazy how popcorn ceilings, how they just thought that was going to be.
Dude, I love popcorn ceilings.
No, you wouldn't like it in your house though.
I mean, I grew up with popcorn ceilings in like my parents' first house as a kid. Like it's nostalgic, but it's just such a weird thing that they did with ceilings of like, this is faster and it finishes quicker.
Was it faster?
Yeah, it was faster for them to like finish up ceilings by doing it.
It also covers any imperfections. So if there was like a little crack or like a little dip or something was not perfect in a flat surface,
you would never
catch a
leak.
To hide. Yeah. Like it, I don't know. I like popcorn. It's like, it's coming back for me now. Yeah.
I want to see popcorn ceiling in your house.
When we get to Tennessee, I'm sure we'll have like a cool basement with popcorn.
Yeah.
Did you guys see on TikTok there? This girl was showing all like the car, you know, like the Hallmark cards, like birthday cards and like anniversary cards in the section, like at any store. She saw a whole section that had work husband and work wife cards.
Shut up.
Where you
Shut
give
up.
It to like a girl or a guy that's like your work wife. Isn't that crazy?
There's no way they're promoting that.
It says for my work wife, like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, right.
It has to be for single people, right?
It has to be. It has to be for single people as a joke. I don't think anybody who is married would buy that card.
Why do I see people that are married buying that card, though?
Then they must have looked at the data on Etsy and realized that people were buying these types of cards.
Yeah.
And then were like, okay, well, we should put these in store since people are buying them if there's been a demand for it. I think it has to be... Yeah, I don't see.
It's more of a joke.
Isn't like every job against workplace relationships?
No, you just have to tell somebody or you have to tell HR that you're in a relationship. You're allowed to be in a relationship.
But these people who have a work wife and a work husband, like they're kidding. But like if you're buying them a card,
you're not
there's something underlining, you know?
Yeah, it's
but
very
I can
weird
also
to
see.
It,
I
like,
guess
in print.
I can see a girl. I guess I also see a girl getting a work wife card for a girl, like work, like employee.
Oh, like a girl got it like for her
my
work
wife.
Wife.
Like yeah, I can see going
run this
multiple ways
together. You're my work wife.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you like this person. To
yeah, I mean, I saw all the comments were from girls like that would put me in a spiral if I found out my husband got some girl.
Me
like,
being your amazing work husband is enough of a gift. You're welcome.
That's given. We fucking in work the place.
Have you ever worked with anybody who was like in a relationship
at work?
At a workplace, like you worked somewhere and they were in a relationship.
I haven't.
I think it's like it's different when like the one person is like a person of power and the other person like I can understand two people in two different departments dating each other and like being married, like that's fine. It's a little different though if it's like you're on a team and there's a boss and the boss is like dating like or
Michael
married
and Jan.
To,
but you can't even like even if you report that, they won't allow, like, they're going to be like, you need to.
I think you have to, like, move them around or something. I don't know what the law
is. I think
any
sort of, like, corporate job like that, like, I worked for, remember I told you I was a janitor for that gymnastics company?
Yes.
That was owned by a husband and a wife that, like, started a private business. So I think that's, you know what I mean?
That's, right. Yeah, no, that's okay.
But I've never worked at a job where, like, coworkers were, like, together
or they started dating.
Or if like a waitress is like dating the manager, isn't that like a little That's a little weird, funny. Like, oh, you get to just clock out whenever you want, or you get to ask off for days.
Hours.
If it becomes unfair about asking off for time, and then the person of power is lenient to like their significant other, sorry,
yeah, that's not fair. Not
wait,
yeah.
This card for my work husband on Valentine's Day. I finally found someone just as inappropriate.
At least it's owning it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
What are you talking about at work?
Wait, this caption: HR will be busy this month.
That's crazy.
That clearly means you're talking about some nasty stuff at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I see that's like super common now? Anytime I go to a restaurant or a coffee shop, the gossiping between the workers while I'm standing there trying to order, it's been happening so often. You're so right.
That's crazy that you brought that up because I need to say something too.
No, go ahead. I have nothing to say. I'm backing that up because it's been happening so often where I'm like,
is anybody going to look at me?
Lucky for them, I'm so nosy and interested, so I'll let them do it. But I'm
in front of you.
I literally just watched two people gossip and complain about a customer that was right in front of me. And the dude walked like to the, was like still in like earshot. And they were going nasty things that they were saying about this man.
Ooh.
Like,
it's been happening a lot.
But you could have easily been like,
that's my dad.
or no, literally it could have been. You could have even gone to the guy and be like, because that pissed you off. You're like, hey, I want to let you know. They're fucking right in front of other customers
and
just talking.
It was a long time, too, where I'm standing there, like, ready to place my order, and I'm just...
There's like one girl, like I went to a coffee shop. There was like one girl squatting on the floor, like fixing the cups, but I know the tactics. I've done them all. Like, she wasn't really doing anything. She was just moving the cup side to side and talking to the cash register from the floor. And she was like, yeah, he said that. And then after that, and I'm standing there like waiting to order. I'm like, damn.
I wish I could say the place I was at, but I don't want to just in case. But I was at this, it was like a cafe, like a coffee shop. And I mean, first of all, the line was out the fucking door, right? And there was one station like open, but there was about 8 people back there. 5 of them weren't doing anything, right? It was crazy. Like, the whole line was just like,
yeah,
interesting. But like, nobody said anything. And you just see all of them cussing at each other, but not like fighting, but just almost like, I'm ready to fucking clock out.
Yeah!
And this is a high end work. Like, you should not be talking about. And they're just going off to just, and nobody was like quieting the other person. Like, yo, like, chill. Nothing. They were all on the same level, just out of control. And you're sitting there like, there's no way like this is allowed. This is crazy.
It got really lenient. I don't know why.
It's crazy that like they don't even have any shame with like a bunch of customers seeing that. I could never.
Oh, you know my friend Ryan?
Yes.
The clothing company?
Yes.
He was telling me he caught one of his employees on the security camera in the store. It's a really sick shop. So there's like a couch, like it's like a vibey, like warehouse, like leather and like just like cool automotive clothing. So there's like a nice leather couch that's like off in the corner, like where customers can like sit and hang out, whatever. And he saw on the camera his employee. He has like one person at a time running the shop.
I'm guessing this person's not working there anymore.
He is still working there.
Oh God.
So he sees on the camera the guy sitting there on the couch. He brought his Xbox to work. He brought a full-blown flat-screen TV to work.
And blankets.
Bull. And he's sitting there on the... This is in the clothing store.
No way.
On the couch, covered with a blanket, pulls the TV up, plugs in his Xbox, and he's in the corner of the couch just sitting here playing Xbox on the clock, working. Ooh.
Unbelievable. Did he know that there's also security cameras all around and they can see him and he just thought like it was fine?
Don't know, but Ryan was like, dude, the ball's on this guy. Like, honestly, that's crazy. Yeah,
it sounds like he was playing a prank on him. Like, that doesn't make sense.
So the other workers at the store saw it on the security cam too. They were like all gossiping, talking about it or whatever. And then they took a screenshot of him in the blanket, covered up, playing Xbox like while working, and made it the background for the work computer. So when he came in the next shift to work, he saw himself, like, basically busted on the work computer. And confront him and, like, be like, dude.
One of our, like, family friends, like, another mom, was out at Costco, and she was there at Costco, and she saw another mom like across the floor shopping, and realized it was like one of another mom that we like all grew up with. Yeah. And this mom did not like this mom. Always didn't like this lady. Just not didn't because they always like hated each other. Their kids used to date. It was just like she was like, oh my gosh, that's her. Oh gosh, how's she been looking at this woman? And was about to like maybe go up and like run into her and say hi, but just decides to watch her for a bit. The mom puts on a hoodie like at Costco and just like trying it on, and then puts on her other jacket, zips it up,
and stole it.
She stole
and stole it, and then no. and the mom saw all of this happen watching her, and then instead of going up, she decided to go up to security and say, by the way, this woman just stole a jacket. I know who this woman is. This is her name. And then just like left.
No way.
Just like, it was just petty, but just like, oh, that's her. Oh, she's
I wonder how she's doing.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Just like, it was just like catty mom stuff. Yeah. Of just
being, but like the moment she's looking at her, she's just like, stealing something.
Oh, and now she's stealing. Well, you know what? I'm going to report this just to be like, fuck you.
It's really funny.
It was too perfect of a situation for her not to tell somebody because she's going to come back next time. They're going to, she's going to be like, how the hell did they see that?
Right.
I would have walked up. Love the hoodie.
Where did you get that? Oh, is the tag? You still have your tag?
Well, it looks like you're doing well.
Oh, do you remember that asteroid I was talking about?
Yeah.
Well, NASA has made an emergency decision as they confirm it is too late to deflect the asteroid.
Correct. Too late? Isn't it hitting in like 10 years?
Yeah, but it's...
What?
It's too late.
Me coming up with an excuse.
Yeah.
It's just too late. I can't do it anymore.
They said it's too late. So how
is it too late?
Because it's probably coming too fast.
That makes it...
Towards Earth, so it can't be moving too much.
I am not an astrophysicist.
Then figure it out. No, I'll do it. I'll shoot it. I could shoot it. I'll shoot it down. Send me off.
What if we push Bikini
Bottom?
Was it really 10 years or did he exaggerate?
Yes, it was going. It was. Or it still is.
All right, well, it's supposed to hit 2035, you said?
Yes, 2035.
So the 10 year countdown starts now. That's actually kind of cool. If we have like, we know we have 10 years, that's a good amount.
Wait, good amount of time. It's like too much time to where you can't say like, screw it, and like exactly. Life doesn't like you still gotta be,
but
like,
remember, but everyone's prepared though, so there's not gonna be any riots or anything.
2.3% chance, right? That's what we said last time.
That's a high chance,
or 2.1. Yeah, no, that is a really, it's high.
2%, if you get surgery, 2% you're gonna die. That's scary.
What's that one question where it's like, I don't know what they say exactly, but it's like there's 100 marbles, whatever, and one of them kills you. But for every marble you pick up, you get like $10,000.
Right.
How many marbles are you picking up?
None.
Yeah, none.
None.
Because it would only
make that amount bigger. 10,000 is crazy.
Do okay, like, 100,000 per marble you pick up, but one of them kills you.
Yeah, no.
Just pick up a handful.
A handful?
Just a handful.
Like five?
Yeah, I think
Matt, really? Death. Death.
I think it's worth a gamble.
What's the highest risk that we do?
Probably driving.
Driving. For sure. Yeah. I think just the probability of it is actually pretty fucking crazy.
What's the percentage?
That you're going to get into an accident?
No, not even an accident. Just like dying in an accident. Because like getting in an accident is
even less. Even less. It's slim. You shouldn't live your life in fear because of that.
Yeah.
You know?
I think your biggest risk and gamble is you probably sucking on that puff all
day. Shut up. You did the same shit. You did the shit. You know what? You smoked cigarettes. That's even worse.
I did.
Look at you now.
Matt, would you pick up one handful at a time, or would you individually select a marble at a time? You would just go like
this. Oh, you know what? I didn't think about... I think...
Like, I would be like...
No, I think I would just, like, handful.
You know what I'll do, Heath? Two corners.
Because I think the probability of me running into the one that, like, is the death ball would be, like, if I was picking them around, I think I would reach that. I don't think, like... I don't know. I would trust the risk of them just a bunch in the little proximity versus picking around. I don't know.
Mm. Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Very interesting. Yeah, 2 out of 100. That's like very... I wonder how many people would actually take that risk.
I'd maybe grab one.
one just for fun, and then you could tell everybody. It's such a conversation starter too.
It's weird how like people, you know, oh, build water parks, but also you know that someone might die at that water park.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, you make a medication, someone might die because of that medication. But yeah. like, you know, you build a car, someone will
Big
die
pharma
because
don't give
of something
fuck,
that
though,
is wrong
yeah.
with that car. It's just so crazy, like the risk people like take on to like create something, but you have to accept that. Yeah,
someone's
going to die. We build pools and people die in them. Mm-hmm. Like it's
you build Legos for kids,
right? And someone's bound to choke on them.
A Lego has killed somebody.
Yeah, people choke.
Yes, of course.
A Lego.
Yes.
Did you guys see the new Amazon Prime trucks?
Yes, no. And how they're basically making it like a loophole.
So the Amazon Prime trucks, they have been going like electric.
Yes,
and they have like a funky little build to it, but they're showing new ones now where you have to pedal it to drive it.
Yes.
Like to save energy?
Well, you also don't have to have a license plate, so you don't also have to pay, like, tolls and stuff on it.
Huh?
And you don't... It's this way of, like, getting around not having to pay for things.
It's just so funny seeing these Amazon drivers, and they're sitting behind a steering wheel.
Oh, my... Oh, no!
No, but
wait,
I'm not gonna lie, I would do this. It's bigger. They're bigger than this.
Wait, I would do this.
Some come a little bit bigger, but then, part of me, I just think it's so fucking scammy of Amazon. They have so much money.
Right. Like, and all
give
the,
somebody fucking
no,
AC
I thought they were doing that to be eco-friendly. I thought
no, it's more of a way for them to
it's
save
for them to save money,
money
for sure.
To you,
this,
save money,
this to save money.
Yes, because it like adds up. Like if they have to, it's like toll fines and it's all the fines that come with actually having.
You don't
a vehicle.
Think you don't think it was
they
people
have to pay registration.
You don't think
on the
it was people going like, oh, I would like to like I would like to move my body a little bit, or get some exercise while working.
That's
just
how
don't think,
I look at it.
That's how I look at it too.
I
feel like
this.
It's
you're
somewhat
in the shade.
Exercising.
You're cover. It's like being on a golf cart all day.
I don't know.
You're gonna have some good ass legs.
No, but put me closed cabin. Give me some air conditioning.
You put Jeff Bezos in one of those, and let's see how much he enjoys pushing that around town.
I mean, I'm sure it's not. I'm sure you're not biking the full weight of it. I'm sure
it's
it has
like,
to
it's
be
like,
sort
of.
It's electric
like an
assist.
E-bike.
Yeah. I mean, as long as there's electric assist, that
I
sounds
mean, if
fun
it works
to me.
In certain types of areas just don't block the bike lane and shit. I don't know.
So funny though.
My mom would totally want to do this.
I would do that when
she was for
mail lady. Yeah.
USPS.
What is that? What is that front at the USPS?
The new USPS.
Oh hell no!
Nah. Crazy.
What is that?
That may be more aerodynamic.
No. Boofy.
What Zane? What country were
Boofy.
We? Were all the
Italy.
Cars are like yes.
Boofy. That's ugly as fuck. Why would you want that? Looks so unappealing.
It's
to
like
the
drawing
eye.
A car from memory.
Yes,
it really does.
Yes,
where are the cars in my dreams? Just, no, yes. I hate that. I want to die. I hate that.
Yeah, it is pretty.
That literally my chin. That's what it looks like. Get rid of it.
Well, that is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we love you, and we will see you next week. If you want to check out our Patreon, we post a bonus episode every single month. We do a live Q&A every single month. We also keep these cameras rolling, so you get an extended cut of every single podcast, and you also get early access to the episodes. You get them ad-free, again, all on patreon.com/Zane and Heath, and for $5, you get access to absolutely everything we've ever posted on our Patreon for the last 3-4 years.
You can check out these episodes every Monday audio form on all the podcast platforms and every Tuesday video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Unwind. We'll see you in a second.
Mwah.
Peace.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.